What was the end of last game about? Like, you hit Hyman earlier really hard. You're obviously a physical guy. You obviously bring that as a part of your game. But was there a little bit of an added emphasis maybe for your group as a leader of, hey, we're trying to wake up for the next one? Are you trying to test them physically? Like, what was going on at the end of the game with the antics? The Leafs started to get a little lippy. What's happening there?
I don't know if there's much, a whole lot to be made of. I think, you know, there's a 30 or 40 seconds before a goalie gets hit in the head, stuck in the head. You know, we respond a little bit, and it was like, why are you guys responding? So, I think there's a few more things that go into it than just the end.
I do miss seeing your dad at games, watching you fight, though, when you fight. Like, that's as much as I'm like, oh, cool, Darnell Nurse is going to fight. He's probably going to beat somebody. And then it's like, oh, but now we don't get it. Your dad should have to be part of those, like, when they did the cameras and they gave people the camera set up at home,
yeah,
and then
the
they
juniors.
Put them on the Jumbotron. Like that. We should have during your games, like, if you do start to mix it up with somebody, your dad should just be like, turn the ring light on and he sits in front of the TV and we get the reaction. I think that's only fair. It would really add to the experience.
Yeah, I think it would add to the experience. I think that's one we could put in the vault, though. I don't know if we could.
Yeah, he should at least be taping himself, and then, yeah, releasing it through social media after the game, at least.
Something.
Maybe, like, a little controlled version of it, I think, would work better.
That's still one of, like, purest hockey parent reactions that you'll ever see, and just conclusive proof that your kids are always your kids is your dad yelling that. I think he yells beat his ass, and he's, like, doing...
Yes, he does!
He's, like, yelling beat his ass. It's such a good clip. It's truly one of the best. Like, I remember the first time I saw that, just immediately rewinding it on TV, going like, oh, this is so perfect. This is so good. So, yeah, man, that's something that we're very used to when it comes to your game. But, man, you're 4 goals off your career high, and you're 24 games into the season. I think you're just about halfway to your career high in points. Elliot Friedman on the broadcast yesterday said that he thinks that you're the best defenseman in the North Division. You're basically someone where the conversations, as soon as Team Canada came up, people were like, hey, Darnell Nurse is now in that conversation. He's probably on that team if it starts today. What's changed for you this year, man? Like, I know that's probably hard to quantify, but do you feel something like an added confidence, the minutes? Like, is there something you can kind of attribute this breakthrough to?
Yeah, I think there was obviously coming into this year, we had Clef not being able to come back, so there's some minutes that needed to be filled, and I knew that it was an opportunity for myself to kind of take my game to the next level. I've always wanted to be a guy who can play in all three situations and someone who's depended on heavily in this league, and I viewed this year as an opportunity to kind of do that. And with the condensed schedule, you're playing every night, so kind of just getting into a groove and playing. And as years go on, you continue to gain confidence and study your game. And for myself, just learning learning better when when my game's clicking, what's going right for me, what kind of positions am I putting myself in, and that's kind of just how my game's evolved so far. And I think there's still a lot of room to grow, which is exciting for me because I kind of want to push to really another level. But it's been a good start so far. It's kind of given me something to build off of.
How are you guys feeling just with the condensed schedule? Like, we were talking to Danny Green the other day, and the All-Star break was coming up, and he just kind of mentioned this level of fatigue with – you've got the added protocols. It's just not a normal season where you get to relax the same way, take a little time off. Hockey, the product has been really, really good. Like the NBA, there's been clearly a dip, especially recently, like as we get closer to the break. But yeah, man, it's a lot of games and it's not a lot of time. And I wonder how guys are managing that or what the general feel is.
Yeah, I know for our group, I think it's actually been a lot of fun. You look around the world right now, there's not a lot of things that are normal, and this, like, for us, this is like a form of normalcy. So I know we've been really enjoying it to come to the rink every day. And I mean, there's nothing better than not practicing too much and playing a bunch of games. I find you just go out there and play and enjoy the game itself. So I mean, it's from a fatigue level, I think we've managed it really well. And You know, our staff's been great in giving us opportunities to get our gas back when we're playing a lot of games over a short stretch. And I mean, I think it just needs to continue when you're focusing on, you know, taking care of your body and you know, making sure that we're ready for the next game. I think as long as our focus and attention stays there, I think you know, we should be good throughout the condensed schedule.
Talking to Darnell Nurse, part of the schedule is also, yeah, getting a bunch of games against one team. You got still one more in this series against the Leafs tomorrow, and then you'll be through 7 of 9 against that Leafs team. But we mentioned the physicality at the end of last night's game, and it was something we talked about previewing the season, how the bunch of games against the same team, is it going to feel like a playoff series? Have you felt that? Has it added an added physical element to these matchups, seeing the same team over and over again?
Yeah, I think it definitely adds to that aspect, especially when, I mean, a lot of times you're used to those one-offs, right? And now, you know, you could someone get hit or slash the game before and they don't really forget. And, you know, now we're playing a team three games in a row. I think we have this a couple of times. But so it really is a mini-series. And you kind of build up that, you know, that distaste for the other team. And I think that's kind of what's made some of these series really exciting because it really adds that other element. A lot of times, you know, you play the Leafs twice in a year, so you don't know much about the team. You go in there and you want to steal one in Toronto. I'm sure they come in and they want to steal one in Edmonton, but you don't know much about the team. This year it's completely different because we're playing each other so much, so and that goes with every other team that we're playing, even the teams out east that we don't play so often. So it's been fun. It's been, you know, like I said, it's a lot of games, and it's been going by pretty fast. But I mean, as long as this intensity keeps up, I think as a player, any player playing in these type of situations, you really enjoy it.
Yeah, we're talking to Darnell Nurse, and yeah, normally when the Leafs play the Oilers, there's some added juice because either guys like you who are Ontario guys are in the building and you've probably given out a ton of tickets and everybody's there, and so that adds something to it. Or it's back in Edmonton where all of a sudden the like fan makeup is closer to 50-50. There's a lot of Leaf fans in the building, and there's always just like a weird energy when the Leafs come to town in Canada. Like it's all the rinks because of just the fan makeup. There's like an added tension to it. Now it's all within the teams because you're playing each other so many times. But so one of the focuses for our show, and I know that this is like a sports media thing and a sports hype thing, but it's also a player thing. Like, you guys are at the top of the standings, and so are the Leafs. You're right there. These games are super important. Leon Draisaitl had a quote earlier in the year about, you know, beating Toronto and feeling like you guys were like right there with them. This series has obviously been big. There's been a lot of Matthews and McDavid buzz this year because both guys have been incredible, and we're now comparing the two a lot more. Like, we talked to our buddy Colby Armstrong about those Sid and Ovi games when he was younger, and how there would always be kind of just this different vibe in the room before the games, knowing that there was going to be the individual rivalry, but also the team rivalry. Like, are you able to describe that? Is there like kind of that added element now that doesn't come with the fans, doesn't come with the geography, but comes with just like where your two teams are at and the two guys that are leading each group?
Yeah, I don't know if I could speak so much to the individual one, because I haven't, in all honesty, I haven't really noticed that dynamic. But the team, you know, yeah, when, you know, we're sitting second, they're sitting in first, like that dynamic is picking up really fast. I think it's a team that, you know, we feel that we are more than capable of getting on the right side of the board against, but they're a good team, and I think that's what makes it exciting. And you know, tomorrow's a challenge. Right? It's not often that you go into two games and you get shut out two games in a row, and it's a challenge for our group for sure. But one I think that we're really excited about, because, you know, we need to continue to prove the, you know, type of team that we are, and I think we have all the confidence in the world, and that's you know, that's what makes these games fun. And I mean, that's another part of this whole, you know, you play a team 9 times, and you know, it's the teams that you're really close to in the standings. Those are the games that mean the most, and, you know, right now that's less than the Leafs.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's wagering on you guys getting shut out for a third straight game, considering how much firepower there is on that team. But yeah, it's obviously an added level of import going into these games, considering the standings. And this Leafs team looks pretty put together defensively. Has anything surprised you about these games in particular? How do you feel like you match up against this Leafs team, considering these two games and how they've gone?
Yeah, I mean, they've checked well over the last two games, not giving us many opportunities. And when we've had opportunities, I mean, the goaltending's been really good. So, I really believe in our team, to be honest. And I think we match up well against anyone in this division, in this league. So, I'm never gonna shortchange what I feel about our team. And I think we just gotta keep playing. It's not. Like I said, there's ups and downs over the course of a season. We just went through a long stretch of a lot of ups, and now we're facing a little bit of adversity. I think any team that has success in this league, they got to face that adversity head on. You can't dwell on it. You can't let it build more and more. And that's the challenge we have ahead of us.
So you said you can't really speak to the individual rivalry stuff, but let's try anyway. You know, McDavid and Matthews, like, they trained together this offseason. You guys are at the top of the standings. There's just all this buzz about Matthews this year. Oh, Matthews is taking a step. He's closed the gap between the two. And by, like, there's all these headlines, I mean, like, our show. Like, we say these things all the time. You don't think McDavid cares a little bit more? Like, he's not paying attention? Like, he conspicuously has that hat trick right after Matthews has a game where we're all talking about Matthews on the same Saturday night. Like, there's no TV on in the room. Nobody points it out. Nobody says anything about Matthews.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player, and
he is really great. Some say the greatest player. Some,
yeah, he's a really good player. So, that's what makes this division pretty cool. You have a lot of firepower in it. And yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, keep watching it.
So you didn't get to, like, he hasn't played the last two games, but what is the focus when you prepare to play Austin Matthews?
I just know him as, he's a shooter, real, real good shot creator. I think he's pretty underrated defensively in his ability to strip pucks and, create offense off of turnover. So he's a special player and, He's obviously, like you said, he's had a lot of success, and it's good you guys get to talk about him every day.
We do.
And you're choosing your words so well. Congratulations to you, Darnell. Yeah. Well done so far. Let's see if you can continue, because we're almost done with you. But talking to Darnell Nurse, Oilers defenseman. He didn't play, obviously, in yesterday's game, but the guy that we're going to continue to compare him against did. And he, despite not hitting the score sheet, had another one of those spectacular end-to-end rushes where he, like, there's nobody in the NHL who takes the puck, like, basically at their own goal line, and you're like, oh, well, this is going to end up with a shot on goal at the other end, like, knowing as soon as he touches
the
puck.
In the crease.
Like, yeah, you know that that's going to happen. It's insane. It's not the way the sport is supposed to work, but he does it. What's it like as his teammate to watch that, and can you imagine how you would defend it on the other side?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, the things that he does on a nightly basis. And, you find yourself almost once a night, like, yeah, how do you just get out of that situation? It could be in the middle of five people and all of a sudden on a partial breakaway. So he's... It's a pretty fun dynamic. I mean, like you said, there's not many people in the league that can pick up the puck below their own goal line, and all of a sudden it turns into a two-on-one or a partial break. So it's fun to play with, and every once in a while you just drop the puck back to him in the corner, and you get an assist. So that's kind of cool. defending against it, you see it night after night. All different types of defensemen that play different ways. He seems to have an answer for everything you kind of throw at him. So it'd be tough. It's nice to have him on our team. We get to go against him in practice daily and try to surprise him with some different things. But he's special, and we're very lucky to have him here.
Yeah, man. There's just I always wonder, like, when guys are on the ice, because when you are watching on TV, there's like a spellbinding nature to it, right? Where It just, you zone out and watch it for a second. And he has the puck, but I kind of wonder if it's the same thing even when you're playing, where you almost have to snap out of it, like it's a trance when you watch him do those things.
Yeah, I think if you're on the bench, I mean, sometimes you have an excuse when you're on the bench, right? You can watch him, but you can't be sitting back and watching on the ice because the white city come back at you. But yeah, he's on the bench every once in a while. You just watch him do something, and guys, you just look down the bench, and everyone's kind of looking at themselves. What just happened?
Yeah, man. And again, it is great that you do get to practice against him. You know, it's probably great preparing against the second best player in hockey to prepare for the best one when Austin Matthews comes back, which he might tomorrow, which will be awesome. Like, I can't wait for that game. I hope that you guys end up playing. Oh, we have to ask you before you leave. Anthony Stewart was on before you. He wants us to ask you. This was his question that he chose. When's the last time you checked Jeff?
Oh, I haven't been able to check Jeff because of the pandemic, so I got my own Clippers at my house. I've been keeping it super tight. So I'll be checking Jeff when I get back home.